It's not about the pasta. Or, well, maybe it is. We can't wait to talk about it. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Careful when you play these games. You might find out the hard way, but you can play it, you can play it.
Oh, these are good lyrics.
It's so fitting because everyone on this show plays games.
So
we're playing games today. I feel like I'm getting played by all of them, and we're not even in the show.
I know.
Anyways, let's get into it, you guys. This was such a meaty, juicy episode.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's not about the pasta, but probably is going to be. First, we'll introduce ourselves, and then we'll get into the meat. So, I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at TeagueDP pretty much everywhere. I think it's right here. Or down there somewhere. Anyways, to my left.
I'm Zach Peter. I'm back. And you
and
can
blonde.
Follow me. And blonde.
And blonde.
Yeah, it's talking about games.
Blonde
it's
ambition.
A game of
love
blonde
it.
Versus brunette.
Ooh.
You guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
I'm Sarah Cirio. You can follow me at Sarah Cirio or at S Cirio.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And tonight it's about the boys.
Yeah.
It's about the boys and pasta and boys. I don't know. And Logan.
That's
okay.
Like the dream life, boys and pasta.
Boys and
yeah,
pasta.
Like,
gluten
I could be
pasta.
Happy
gluten
with that.
Gluten-free. Gluten-free
and
pasta.
Reiki, probably, as well.
And Reiki.
I
want to
do that so bad.
I do, too. That looked really cool.
I've done
so
all
fun.
Three of those things.
Oh.
Boys, pasta, and Reiki.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. And blonde.
And blonde.
Okay, so I guess that is a nice transition into the first scene,
it.
Which is the boys are doing Reiki.
Yeah.
Their chakras are in line. You know, the thing, namaste. And I think namaste, Jax is going to stay a douchebag. Because,
no,
I mean, this...
Once a douche, always a douche.
You think we see him maybe turning over a leaf and having some self-realization,
yeah.
He cries and says he wants to be better. But then as the instructor walks out, he's like, she's kind of hot. Maybe she...
Can you, like, not give a hug to a woman and, like, not want to hook up with her?
Right. No.
Well,
it's hard. Pun intended.
I hate myself a little bit because when...
Thank you.
Because when we were watching it and he started to cry, I genuinely said... Aw, out loud.
I kind of bought it a little bit, too.
And I realized, like, what was actually happening. And he just does the same thing. It's like, I don't want to talk.
Time.
I don't want him to, like, come out of my mouth anymore. Because, okay. I know what.
We were all like, what?
Not what I meant. I didn't.
You just, like, did a joke and you were in your
I just want to stop talking about him. That's what I meant. Because it's so annoying.
Yeah, I thought he was actually. I thought he actually had a soul this episode, but
yeah, like
no,
the single tear. Like I almost felt. I'm like, okay, maybe that's why Brittany took him back. Like trying to rationalize it, and then he's like, "But I like the Reiki instructor. I want to go home with her." And then I'm like,
know.
"And we lost you."
Yeah, you know what?
So
he's
close.
Never going to change. And Tom Schwartz is just starting to make me a little bit like frustrated as well in this episode and in this scene. He's like, "I just want to be better. Like, man, I just can't get it together." Like. You can just get it together. Just,
it's not that hard.
Just
try.
Be different. Why is he like, oh, it's so hard?
I think because all his friends are, like, influencing
they
him. I mean, whoever you're standing
I guess
around,
you're right.
Like,
yeah.
If they're getting drunk all the time,
yeah, that
it's
behavior is encouraged.
Yeah.
So it's like they're, you know, and the girls, too, they're responsible. There's no repercussions for anything that these guys do, so they can just keep, you know, if there's never any consequences to you acting out, then you're never going to stop acting out.
They just keep saying, like, aw.
I'm sorry.
Like,
I didn't
this
mean
is why
that.
I'm in love with them, because they're just so charming and sweet to be around, so that's why I can't, like, feel bad.
That's why all the girls want to hook up with them.
Yeah, and
right.
That's the thing is, all they're trying to be now is passive, and that's going to fix everything. Because the girls just put up with
guys love it.
Yeah. Right, oh, yeah. Well, that scene especially was very eye-opening, because, I mean, like, for Katie to just, I mean, I just can't. It's fine, and I think that it's good that she's cool and she's chill, but he's kind of such an idiot recently. Like, I want him to, like,
I feel like you can be cool and chill, but still be able to talk to each other and say, like, you know, what maybe we should both be working on, and it not seem like you're trying to attack them or bring them down.
Yeah. Right.
And you can still be fun and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand when they say, like, oh, if they just kind of let it go, like, sweep it under the rug.
You shouldn't have to tell your boy... No.
Your
husband. Your husband to not get blacked out drunk, right. Pass out with his friend's house, and hook up with girls. You shouldn't have to say that.
Right.
Lisa's face was the best.
Oh, my God.
She's like, do you do this frequently?
You know, and I feel like he's going to blow his chances here with Lisa. It's like, you only have so many opportunities, and, like... The fact that you can't just, like, grow up for 5 minutes and even just, like, pretend like you've got it all going on, like, just end up at home. Or just, you know, like, send a text and be like, hey, Kate, pass out, you know, somewhere. It just be a little bit more mature.
I don't know if he can text her if he's passed out.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm passing out somewhere. You know, I don't know. Just, like,
shouldn't you be coming home to your wife?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Your friend should not be texting your wife.
Those
saying,
are little boys.
You passed out on the couch saying, hey, he's spending the night tonight.
Couldn't your friend like take you home, too?
Right?
Yeah.
Don't they
Or be an adult and get your ass in an Uber.
Uber.
Yeah.
How easy is it in LA to get an Uber?
I just feel like they lived that life so well because of, like, where they live, what they did, obviously the friends they had. And I just, like, for me, and I feel like for most people, you, like, have that part in your life. You did it. And you can still have it to a degree, but you're going to need to grow up. Right. And I just feel like they just love it so much. I don't know. It's comfortable for them.
It's fun. I mean, cool. And it's great to have fun. But I think that with his recent rumors about making out with somebody and all this stuff, like, can we just see you look like you're growing up for a second? Even if it's fake, I don't even care. Just give me a quick spiel. Just give me a quick, hey, I'm really working on myself. But instead, he's, like, in this Reiki, like, man, I just can't get it together. What?
I know.
You know, I just don't get it. I'm a little bit frustrated.
You have to consciously want to get better in order for you to actually get better. And he's still stuck in that mindset of, like, this is me. I keep messing up.
You're not
going to
change.
That's who she married. Yeah.
So she just either has to shut up and accept it or...
Which she's doing now.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm being a passive wife and this seems to be working. It's like, no, it's working because you're allowing him to
and
do...
And he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants and now, you know, it's
and
only going
to
get worse.
I'm so attracted to her now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, no, I like her. Now
she puts up with my
crap.
But I feel like when you do that and it keeps happening, one person starts to resent the other person. And that's never, never good.
And it always gets worse. Then it'll be one night, then it'll be two nights you won't see him, then it'll be like a week, and then she's expected to act the same way. It's like,
well,
you know.
When Lisa was like, I feel like we need to go over your marriage vows, and he was like, no.
I got them right here.
Okay,
Tom. All right, so transitioning. We see Lala, Ariana, Brittany, Sheena, they go to the doctor for something to do with her face. Botox, some of them.
I don't know.
It wasn't really confirmed, like, who was getting Botox, who was getting, like, maybe a laser. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Regardless, it sounds like they all got a little something done. Yeah. But Sheena was saying that she doesn't want to... She hasn't been making out with her guy... It's this, the whole
thing.
Yeah, she
brings up
with,
the whole rumor again with
Rob. I'm so over it.
Are any of these guys like really
and
into
he's
their
pulling
girls?
Away. That's what she's worried about.
Yeah, she's worried he's going to pull away. But it's like, she's like, there's this rumor that people won't stop talking about. It's like, nobody was talking about it until you brought it up
again
week after week.
Right.
Like, she's the one that keeps bringing up this rumor about herself. And that's why everybody keeps talking about it.
Because she knows something's going on or something has gone
on. She's insecure, so she has to overcompensate and be like, it didn't happen. But it's like, okay, you said that 3 episodes ago.
Right. And
we get it.
Right. And I think the most awkward scene tonight was her and Rob at the restaurant. I just felt like it was so awkward. And she was like, my smile's gone. My smile is gone. And then, like, he was like, don't let them take your smile. And then she's like, you're right. And then she starts smiling, and then it's
awkward.
It's
kind of like a conversation that I'm not going to lie that I probably have had with my brother before, and he's like, you know, it's just like that, and then afterwards when she was like, yeah, I just talked to Robert inside, and like, he was so caring and sweet. It's like,
I didn't see that.
I don't know
he's
what I saw.
He's giving, like, scraps of, like, a relationship.
The same as all these guys. They give these girls little scraps of a relationship, and then they're like, I love you. I love you.
Oh, my God. He's such a great guy.
You're the best.
I think she's just constantly worried.
Oh, of course.
But it's not like she really needs to find happiness in herself or something that will keep her okay for when she doesn't have all those other things that she thinks she needs.
Yeah.
She goes from guy to guy
because
to guy.
Because she needs to be okay with being alone.
Yeah, I feel like her hair, I'm afraid her hair is going to fall out. Like, I'm afraid she's going to get alopecia. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stress going on. She's, like, really stressed.
No, but seriously,
and I'm
that could happen.
I'm like, you need to calm down, sweetie. Calm, breathe.
It's just like, oh, I feel for her because it's just like...
And I think the most unattractive thing for a guy, especially a guy like that, I mean, he's a powerful guy, he does a lot, he's, you know, entrepreneurial, he's a cool guy that, you know, does cool stuff. I think the most unattractive thing is when a girl's like, I'm losing weight because you're not talking to me, and it's all about you, and my happiness depends on you. Be independent, Sheena. Yeah. You have so many things going on
in
your life.
Own it.
You own your independence. Like, that's so much cooler and hotter to a guy, I feel like, than like you being like, oh my god, you're not talking to me, so I'm not eating. I haven't been eating because
then you're too.
You are correct.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm just like, don't you think?
You're too needy and too dependent. Like, there's an extent where it's like, okay, the damsel in distress is cute, but after I saved you, like, then you can be independent and, like, do your thing.
It's like codependency. Right.
Yeah, it's like too codependent and too needy and too, like, save me. It's like,
are these people forgetting how old they are? Because I just feel like you've been there and you've done that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're just wanting to, like, relive things no one really wants to relive in their life. So learn from it.
Dating the same type of men, too.
And grow.
And she still hasn't even gotten over it, because you look at her Instagram and it's photos of the two of them. And it's like they've already broken up. And there's still photos of like, oh, he's the most amazing man. And he puts a smile on my face. And it's like...
The smile on my face thing has got to go. I don't know where that came from. I don't know who started that.
Just support each other. Be confident in yourself and in what you have. Yeah. And you don't need to show it to everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, you just need to know it. And that's all that matters. Who cares what anyone else really thinks?
Exactly.
Right. No, that was weird. And then, I mean... Lisa's so nice, you know, and, like, so understanding, and that was cute, but
that was nice.
I kind of needed
the sandwich to... looked delicious.
She needs to have, like, to have, like, a really deep conversation with these girls and, like, teach them, like, how to be independent
I think
that's money lost, too.
I think even Lisa was like, girl, are you serious? She's like, I've never been happier. Like, I love, and she was kind of like calling her. She's like, you used to say that about Shay. You said you were the most incredible, you know, relationship ever. But like, he was the worst. And behind the scenes, we know it was going horribly wrong and crumbling, you know, beneath your feet.
Right.
So it's like, she's, that's her classic MO is everything's perfect. I'm so, so happy. But you know, but I like that Lisa kind of called her on that.
Yeah. And Brittany did too.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I love that.
I was like, okay, Brittany, but now we need to have that same confidence in ourselves. Like,
I know.
Now we need to, like, you know, the same, like, we need to look in the mirror and give the same pep talk to Brittany.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So let's move on for a second because we'll probably get back to it. We see lunch. Oh, this is juicy. Okay. It's not about the pasta, but it's probably about the pasta.
Yeah.
So James, Logan, and Lala are out to a casual lunch.
So cute.
All of a sudden, James is ordering shots. All of a sudden, James is wasted, per James' behavior.
In like 2 seconds.
Literally, it's actually pretty unclear as to how this argument even evolved so quickly. There was a joke about a pasta, and then...
They ate it all.
I went from like 0 to 150
was really weird.
In like half a second.
Yeah. And then James starts just insulting Lala's man and says, you know, your fat man pays for your rent, he's gonna drop you and go to the next blonde when he's over you, blah,
dang,
blah, blah.
Those are like...
I mean, it was
really
like
mean.
Fighting words. So, I mean, what do you guys think? He actually loves Lala? Is that why this is happening?
No.
I kind of feel like that.
No, I think he's into, like, you know, more masculine types.
Logan.
I think he took a joke and he, like, blew it out of proportion based off of some other insecurity or thing that he was working out in his own head. Maybe there was something that he was upset with Lala about originally. You know, maybe it's that, you know, people are saying stuff about Raquel. Like, there was something else under the surface of why he got so upset. Yeah. It just went from, like, 0 to 200 in 2 seconds, and it came out of nowhere. And then he went all Tequila Katie on her.
Yes. What I admired was Lala being calm.
Oh, she's cool.
Trying to understand.
She's very composed.
And said it back to James, mm-hmm. like, at least two times, so he could maybe, you know, take a step back, but he didn't get the social cue to, like, calm down. That's what I admired so much. And then I feel like she did the right thing with, like, calling him out, because a friend like that should not happen. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. I think that's probably how he feels, because kind of when you're drunk and you say some stuff... Some of it's kind of true.
Yeah,
well,
but I
let your guard down.
Yeah, but you say those types of mean things out of, like,
hurt.
Pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an, I'm hurt, so I'm going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. But it's like, that. What we saw wasn't a valid attack.
No.
It wasn't, like, valid pain. So that's why I'm thinking there had to have been something else that he was,
probably,
you know, bringing
up. Probably hiding Logan.
Yeah, probably hiding Logan. He couldn't. Be,
and Lala's like,
yeah,
his big
he had the camera. He had
him.
The camera on him, mm-hmm. and he had Lala there, and like he couldn't engage with Logan the way he's used to engaging
to.
With Logan because mm-hmm. we saw that later in the episode.
Because it really did
we
come out of nowhere.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Because I still don't know why he would have felt so hurt for his girlfriend.
No, he's claiming that they don't support. His girlfriend, or they don't
yeah,
like Raquel,
they don't
or
like
they,
Raquel.
You know, which is totally
I don't
false.
Like
nobody even talks about
nobody
Raquel.
Likes
I mean,
Raquel.
But
nobody.
Does she,
like,
I don't think anyone
on the Bachelor. They don't really care.
I don't think to ask this. Does she wear like eye contacts?
Raquel or Lala?
No,
like,
Raquel. Because
what do you mean, like colored contacts?
Eye
like,
contacts.
Like what? As opposed to what other type of contacts? Teeth contacts. Like colored contacts. Is that what you're saying?
Not that way. But her eyes just look buggy. But not
she's
a natural
beautiful.
Buggy.
No.
You know?
No.
They
you
just,
can't they wear a contact to make your
they
eye bigger.
They do look buggy, but I mean, some people just have really buggy eyes.
She's
I
beautiful.
Know,
she's model.
The no, she's beautiful. Yes, they just look, in that one scene where she looks like she's about to kill someone, she just
they put
looked.
Them on for the scene?
Like, I don't know.
No,
I just
I
you
think,
no, it was just on my mind. It was just a thought.
She has this like biological deer in headlights look. It's like,
yeah.
Lights are on, but nobody's home. Like, that's really what it is.
But okay, here's the deal. I don't think anyone dislikes her. I mean...
I do.
Okay, but, like, but I'm just saying why, because
yeah.
she doesn't have a chance
James
to even...
I don't think James likes her.
She doesn't have a chance to even say anything, though. Like, I think
she
just
no
looks like a sweet girl. Okay, that's why you don't like her, because she has no personality? I just want to know.
Boring. I mean, there's, like, there's nothing about her that makes me want to like her.
I don't think they okay. give her enough time, too, to, like, even... They don't give her enough camera time.
Because
I
she's not
she
she's not
it.
As impressive enough to make it on camera.
So like, you think if, she would have fought with James in that moment when he was, like...
If she was,
probably,
like, Lala,
if
she had
if
the attitude...
If Logan could get camera time, if Faith can get camera time, if all these other side characters
yeah.
can get camera time, Raquel's been here for, like, almost three seasons now, like, and she still has no camera time. She's boring.
She's just there as the pretty person. If she had any say in anything, then she would have said something. But she does. That's not her personality.
Yeah. Well,
she's
yeah.
okay
she's
with
pretty
just
naive.
Being.
She seems naive
on the show, but maybe she knows about things. You know, she's maybe she's been sticking out with James.
Oh, I think she knows about things
like Logan.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, do you guys just want to get into it? What
yes.
do you think? Like,
was there anything else in between?
Well, there was a lot of juicy stuff.
I like Stassi. She's like very
yeah.
independent
oh God,
woman
I like
this
her.
Season.
I like
yeah.
her
even
a
though
lot.
She has a boyfriend, and we know she has a boyfriend, we don't really see him as much.
Yeah.
Like she's still very independent and working and doing her own hustle.
Mm-hmm.
I like
she's really
that.
Cute, and she's really trying to help Brittany, and it's like. Brittany.
I know she needs to. Brittany needs to listen to her because she's like
she's been there, done that.
Yeah,
right.
Brittany's like, but he's going to Reiki and he's like trying to be better.
He went to therapy with
yeah.
Stassi. He's gonna try.
He got
anything
Stassi's
to...
name tattooed on his arm, like
right.
But like Stassi said, he does the absolute minimum and
yeah.
knows that that will be enough.
Yeah,
right. Of course,
until
no.
the girl's willing
no.
to leave because everyone
yeah.
else has broken up with him.
Yep.
But
that's
like Kristen and Stassi are both there, just like telling you,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, so do we just want to dive in? Do we think there's something going on? I mean, let's talk about the scene with Logan and
is Zach's hair blonde?
Totally. Like that's what
and James.
That's what happened. I was so stressed out about this season and
yeah.
this episode that mm-hmm. like my hair just turned white.
And it's so funny because in the beginning of the season, I think like episode one,
yeah.
Zach was like,
yeah,
that's the thing.
It's happening.
That's the thing. We
you
already know that's
it.
A thing.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a thing. It's gonna be a thing. It's
yeah.
gonna grow, and here we are. Like
mm-hmm.
they're practically
Holy.
Like
And that attraction
and
towards
that,
each other.
Oh my
that
gosh, he kept like looking, Logan kept looking at James's lips. Like, was like,
yeah.
like you know, right before you're going to kiss someone,
Ew.
It's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
And I, that's what I was seeing.
Lurked his neck.
Yeah.
And I don't think I look at you like that. Like,
no.
I don't think that would be like,
not you know what, a friend on. Thing.
Yeah. You know, yeah, like, I think
like that deep eye contact. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, let's get it on.
Because, yeah, he, oh, yes, I just had so many, I'm speechless.
Go.
Also, okay. It's just like, he just like, looked at him, yeah. And I, but you could also sense it in James, like James knew, and he kind of like turned because he knew that like Logan was really gonna go for it, and that's when like James turned and it was like his cheekish area.
Here's, well, and then he whispered,
and there was some whispering,
and James loves it that Logan's in love with him.
Yeah, he loves it.
He
attention.
Even said it. He's like, you're in love with me.
Yeah.
So. And Logan was so confident when he was like, no, you're absolutely 100% are in love with me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but then he's like, but. Like, as friends. But like,
and he's like, no.
Logan said as more than friends.
And then he went in for the kiss. Here's what I think happened. I think they were drunk. Mm-hmm. And Logan saw this as an opportunity to test his boundaries. Uh-huh. I'm sure off camera, they have that type of relationship. Yeah. And when nobody else is around, when Kyle's not in town, like, they do that and they play. And, you know, I'm not saying there's any penetration, but I'm saying they've flirted. They've gone, they've tested their boundaries and limits by themselves. Because that was obvious by watching them tonight. And I think Logan was drunk and thought he was going to, like, get something on camera to prove that James is really kind of in the closet. Mm-hmm. And so he was testing that, and James was still, he was drunk, but not drunk enough to allow it to happen. And you saw like that tug and pull. But there's something totally going on. And you can just see the way Raquel was awkwardly watching from the side. Like,
and I think she was like, please do not reveal this right now. I'm sure she knows what's going on. I feel like she was literally like, just don't
not
be dumb.
Right
don't
now.
Be dumb. Not right now. I don't want to talk about it. This shouldn't be on camera. Yeah. You know, like, she probably knows.
Yeah.
Something that
how
we don't
are you
know.
Not going to go off on him or like get pissed at him in that moment? Like,
because you're on camera, and the more that you feed into it, the bigger it's going to get, which I think was Logan's agenda. And the other two were like, no, we're still trying to keep this front of us being in a relationship.
Yeah.
And get married.
Well, and it's funny that like Lala was in here a few weeks ago and predicted, you know, and everything she knows now. She knew all this stuff, you know, when they were shooting. So it's funny that she still says, you know, as of a week or two ago, that she thinks that James will propose to Raquel.
Well, she does have a drawer at his place.
Yes, she has her own drawer.
She has a drawer.
She's going to move in soon, right?
She's got a lot going for
Didn't he
her.
Say she was going to move in soon, though, too?
Yeah. Because that's what he was saying at their lunch with all of them.
Right.
Logan was had nothing to say. And
Logan's like, sweetie, I got two drawers.
Sweetie, I got a drawer since we moved in.
Sweetie, I got a whole closet and James is hiding in it.
That's good. That's really good. I really liked that. That was funny.
That was
just
the blonde.
The blonde.
It's
the blonde side.
Giving you life.
It's really, really giving us life. Okay, so we see Pride. Yes. Pride was beautiful. It was really cute.
I loved Stassi's whole theme and
outfits
and stuff.
Everyone looked incredible.
So cute, except for Jax.
Jax.
You know, why don't we just rain at another party, Jax? Why don't we just
everybody already
ruin
hates
someone
you.
Else's
why not?
Day? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the worst. But I think that it looked really cute and well organized. And, we see Billy.
Yeah.
She likes that.
I
want
to know who Billy slept with. Like, it's coming. I
it's
predicted
coming.
Logan at the beginning. Like, Billy.
You're
they
right.
Keep they keep
I think
teasing
it's
Billy.
Jax.
Who
Jax
I'm sorry.
Or James.
Jax.
Jax.
Oh, Jax.
I don't think it was James.
Jax. Okay. They
I
had that moment.
I don't think it was James. It was probably Jax.
They were, like, teasing it. I honestly
or maybe
feel like
Tom
it's...
Tom Sandoz. I don't know. I think she's tied into this somewhere. Mm-hmm. And she looks she's hella like J-Well. I'm just going to say that. She looks like J-Well. I was like, when did we do a Jersey Shore crossover?
Yeah, you did.
We did. Okay, so I think that it's happening because they do this so strategically, these producers.
They
it's like,
someone.
All right, here she is. And then the next week, here's a little bit more. And here's a little bit of an interaction with Jax. And I feel like next week, there's going to be some sort of bombshell.
I mean, why not top it off for Brittany, you know? Just add a little more.
Yeah, reason to leave, but she won't leave, so.
But maybe she'll think of like, oh, it's okay because she's a girl.
But you are know, you that desperate to have a man to just like stay with someone that's like cheating on you?
I don't get it.
Anyone?
I don't get it.
Everyone?
We don't get
I
it.
I don't get it.
But he did Reiki, Stacey. He's trying.
Yeah.
He's really trying.
And then he is trying to date the Reiki teacher.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Basically, he is a Reiki
because
instructor.
He's really into the Reiki.
Yeah.
That's
he's like,
why.
If she can make me feel this good every morning, then I would go be
I
want to
be
her.
There all the time.
He's just into anybody that's making him feel good. Whatever makes Jacksville good. Yeah.
My favorite quote of the episode, possibly, was when he said, you know, through all of this stuff that's been going on, no one has asked me how I'm doing.
I think you're fine.
Yeah, I think
I think you're okay. This has been your, what, like, 10th rodeo?
Yeah.
You're fine. A veteran. You're good.
Yeah. You've been through this. Everyone hates you.
And if they're
again.
Dragging you, it's because you deserve it.
Right. Exactly. No, cannot. Mm. Cannot handle.
No.
Okay, yeah, definitely something's going on with this whole thing. Next week will be very fun.
Next week is going to be really great.
Should we talk about Brittany's mom is coming? Yes. And I just love Kristen. What a good friend.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Because Kristen arranged for Brittany's mom to come out, and I think that's important because Brittany needs...
Kristen also arranged for the girl from Miami to come out. Like, she's got an agenda.
Totally.
She's like, I'll watch the drama, but I'm not going to be involved with it.
Right.
She's
think that's
I'll
smart.
I'll pay for your plane ticket, and then we'll just watch all the drama unfold.
She's like, I want Brittany to be happy, but she's like, I also want Brittany and Jax to break up, so why not bring
Brittany's
her mom?
I think
who
it's genius.
You know is going to have so many questions
Speaking
for Jax.
Speaking of Kristen, can we talk about her tracking app and giving tips? I was like, Kristen is back.
She's back.
You have the tracker.
She's like, you need the tracking app so that you know where he's at all times. She's like, my boyfriend right now in Europe, but I know where he's at.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like that's a good idea.
It's not a good idea. But it's
that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, and then we see next week, obviously, everything unfolds with James and Logan. So,
ugh. Are they going to get caught, like, hooking up or something?
I don't know. What do you think?
I could probably talk about that whole episode, like, till I go blue in the face because I just...
So good.
It's so good.
It was so much.
Because it's like what you thought would happen, and then you actually see it unfold, and you're just like...
They gave you what you wanted.
What?
They gave you what you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Is happening.
Oh, we should try to contact Logan and see if he could maybe come in and chat.
Ooh.
That's a really
that would
good
be
idea.
Good.
Let's try to get him in next week.
Because he would spill the tea.
He would. That's a good idea.
That would be so good.
Okay, we're going like, to talk to him.
Do you think James and Raquel are going to get engaged?
Yeah.
Are you going to
What's
be
your
anybody?
Perspective?
Do you support it?
Yeah. Was Raquel wearing like a butterfly something for Pride? It looked like a butterfly like.
You're so funny.
Sorry.
What do you mean? Just trying to spread her wings?
That's,
do you
that's think just, that was her, that's just her weekend outfit.
Just trying to...
Okay, so you guys, it's tea time officially.
Tea time!
Clink your cups. It is tea time. Me either, but there you go. So I guess it's kind of just like a news segment because there's just some stuff we need to just catch up on, talk about real quick.
Yeah.
Jax and Brittany went to New York. Also, Brittany was in New York with Andy Cohen, and
They did watch What Happens Live.
Yes,
did you guys watch that?
Yes,
that was good.
It was good. And one of the interesting things was they did a poll saying, you know, should you stay with Brittany or with Jax for Brittany? And obviously, everyone was like, no. And she's like, I knew they were going to say that, but you know, what did you guys think?
I want her to like tell me Andy why Cohen. She's still with him.
She just keeps saying, I feel like she just keeps saying the same thing. Like, I just look at him and I see, like, his charming face and it's just so cute and sweet. And it's like, but you're not talking about your dog or, like, your son.
Right.
Or you're talking about someone that, like, I just feel like when you wake up in the morning and you look over next to you and you see him, it's just like, what, you still think that? Or do you think, in my mind, I'd think, like, he did this with someone else one time.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. And, like, and there'll be times where you see her break. Like, you see her, like, when she last week was like, you're dirty. Mm-hmm. You're dirty. And I'm like, she knows that in the back of her mind and, like, in her heart. She knows,
she's
like,
scared to
he's
leave.
A dog.
And I think also, like, we saw this episode, she was, kind of like talking to that waiter, and she's like, "Oh, it's nice to have to feel like another guy's attracted to you." So I think it's a self-esteem thing. Like she doesn't think she's gonna get someone else, or I don't know.
Like
she's been so stuck
like
in this relationship.
Did. Like she was.
She
before.
Needs to go to Reiki.
Yeah,
she needs to do like some self-discovery.
Yes,
and you know she even says now she's like, you know, you guys don't get it. Like love is hard. I'm like. Calculus is hard, homie.
Yeah.
Jax,
love should not hurt.
Calculus is hard.
Jax is an easy swipe left.
Yeah. It's gonna be a no for me, dog.
No.
It's gonna be a no for me. You know, I just can't believe... I think it is. I think you're right when you say it's a self-confidence thing. I think he breaks her down and he makes her believe that he's the best that she'll ever get. And so she thinks that is true.
And do you think she's scared to, like, get not be relevant on the show anymore?
I think she still would be, though. I think she'll be relevant. Like, that's
totally
what
would be.
We were saying, like, she's liked...
rallied around her so much.
She's a part of the show no matter what.
Sweet. Still, like, she still has a great personality. I just want her to see that for herself and not have other people tell her that and just go over her head.
And the real keeper is, of all the girls, she's the only one still willing to, like, do her job at Sir. She'll do, like, not her minimum 2 hours a week. She'll do her full shift.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised she didn't make as much on Pride. I thought that she'd make more than, like, $500. I don't know. Pride, it looks crazy.
Yeah, but you think about it, like, there are so many of them there. Like,
maybe.
They're all making,
and she's also probably filming, you know, more than people that are, like, just on tables.
Yeah.
So, I guess that makes sense.
She was probably only working during filming.
Right. Okay, and so, Scoomy. Sheena's sister, was in this weird car fire thing.
That was crazy.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Yeah, she was driving from Vegas to L.A., and
see,
all of a sudden...
even she can't take Sheena sometimes.
Yeah, her car just explodes.
What? Not
she's like, I can't handle it.
So I guess she was driving with her boyfriend, and they got some of their stuff out of the car really quick, and then it just went up in flames. It was a Jeep.
That
was random.
Horrible.
Yeah, funny. It looked
it's crazy.
Deadly.
I guess no one was hurt, so it's fine. But the car is like...
Everyone's good.
Dunzo. So, yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that was a thing. Car just, like, blow up.
I know. How does your car just blow up?
I think it has to do with your engine, if it's overheating, and then...
I don't know.
Something's
none of us know anything about this.
I'm over here,
so.
Like, really trying to, like, Sarah, you know.
Yeah, what? Sarah, the engineer, mechanic?
What?
Relationships we can talk about, but when we talk about car trouble, it's
we have literally crickets
in here. This is Vanderpump Rules, not, like, Monster
Truck
Rally.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay.
That doesn't pimp my ride.
Yeah, and Lala has been with Randall, and honestly, like, I just really have been loving on Lala lately. She's, like,
me too.
So
you did a full circle with
her. Yeah, because in the beginning when she was talking about popping people, I was just like, I can't get on. Yeah, I can't get on board with that. However, now I'm like, I love everything
you
say.
You better check your place.
She's pretty real. And how old is she?
Like 20, late 20s.
She seems
like
more mature than most of those people.
Yeah, it's
just
weird.
It's because she's willing to kind of see where other people are coming from.
Yeah. Be real.
She's willing to try. She's willing to maybe change and evolve if you need to.
Yeah, she's cool.
And the rest of them are just not.
Right.
No, mainly the guys.
Yeah, mainly.
Let's all take a book from Lala. Y'all hated her, like, at the beginning of Vanderpump.
Wait, but we like Lala. We like Stassi. We like Ariana. These are unanimous that we've all decided on.
Yeah.
And one common theme is they're all blonde Teague.
Oh, my gosh. You're so right.
They are. But we like Kristen, too, I thought.
Well, you know, but
you're like,
she's the exception.
But not probably much. Like her a little bit more.
She's not on this season that much.
Anyways,
well,
next week, what do you guys?
We're gonna blonde. Come in blonde next.
We're what do you guys wigs next week?
Yeah, I don't know if I can do it just yet for real.
What do you guys think is gonna happen next week?
I can't wait to see Tom call out Sheena.
Like, oh my gosh,
you're just totally fake.
Oh, I love that.
It's about
time. I'm so excited to see that.
Yeah.
That was in, like, another fairy tale land.
You're the fakest person. Yeah, that's going to be so juicy.
I'm excited for Brittany's mom to talk to Jax, and I hope, I use that word.
Fingers crossed.
Lightly. But I hope that Jax, like, doesn't come off as an asshole, first of all, towards her mom. And just, like... says it how it is, because her mom is just there wanting to understand and see where he's coming from. And her mom has been there before, and I'm pretty sure he knows that.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay.
I'm not looking forward to Mama coming, because from what we saw in the previews and from how we know this ends up, based off of them still
Instagram.
Being together, I think Mama comes in for camera time. I don't think she comes in to set her foot down. I think she's into filming and playing this part with Jax. Because now we see her sitting down at the restaurant and she's like, Jax, you cheated on my daughter. And even you see her and she's like, I was disappointed to hear that he cheated on her. When it's like a real Southern mama would have come out here and been like, no, my daughter's coming home. Yeah. Like, right. She's not going to stay here on this show with you douchebag loser dude. Like,
you're 40 years
old. Yeah, you're some 40-year-old jerk that like cheats on all his girlfriends and then, you know, was horrible to my daughter. There's audio of you saying that you're not attracted to her, you don't want to marry her, you don't want to have kids with her, and like mom is really just going to come in and be okay with that. Like, I'm calling BS, and I think it's going to be a total stage scene.
If that happens, she doesn't even have Britney's back. That's really sad.
Well, I think she does. I just think,
I mean, but you're totally right. You're totally right.
Think about it.
But
if that were you, and your mom flew into town.
Yeah.
She's not going to be filming scenes with Jax trying to hear him out.
She'd be like, you're going
The only thing is I feel like she maybe can, like, have some similarity to him because she's, like, had so many different relationships.
Yeah, like
That's all that I think. But now that you say that, I completely agree with you.
And she also wants to see her daughter happy. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, she knows that, you know.
Because she's clearly back with Jax for a reason, and I feel like it's probably because her mom is okay with it.
Yeah.
You're right. I take it back.
That the producers had encouraged them to stay, like, made them kind of stay together for the show.
But it's true. Like, however, they also did do, like, Jax and Brittany, like, the Kentucky thing, and her mom was involved with that.
Yeah.
And they were so on him during the
Jax and Brittany spinoff. They were, like, calling him out. And from what we saw in the previews, like, she really didn't lay into him. And you know, if she did, that would have been the highlight of the preview.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, crazy.
Someone needs to tell him off.
MG. And no one's going to. I don't know who it's going to take. Jesus
bring
Mima himself.
Out here. Yeah, Jesus is going to come down.
Yeah, Jesus himself.
Strike some lightning on that boy.
Or maybe if Stassi and Kristen just want to have another go at him.
Yeah.
For one last time. Probably won't be last time.
But Jax, he's probably in his head thinking, I've slept with all these girls.
I know.
Like, yeah. Who on the cast hasn't he slept with?
Yeah. Like,
Lisa.
Let's
hope. He tried. He hit on her.
Let's hope.
I cannot. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us. Is there anything else we need to say? Okay, thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you for getting in the conversation. Be sure to leave stuff in the comments. And if there's anything we missed, anything you guys want us to investigate, thank you for joining in this live chat. You guys are awesome and funny. You guys can find me when we're not on the show at TeagueDP. So I'll see you there.
Yes, thank you guys. We read your comments and all of us respond to all of them. So please keep leaving them and give us feedback.
Yes.
I'm Zach Peter and you guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
Again, I'm Sarah Cerio. Follow me at S Cerio and have a great week.
Yeah, we love hearing from you guys. Keep us posted on everything. If you guys find out any
send
good stuff
tea.
Or know of any good tea. I'm Stacey Olivas, and you can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Yay! Thank you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.